Do you know what risky behaviors you should be concerned about? You have a vital job, not only the importance of teaching, but also as a mandatory reporter. So today we're going to talk about some risky behaviors that you need to be aware of as a teacher, as a mandatory reporter. But please, wherever you are, take a moment and leave me a review wherever you are listening. I love to hear from you. And hopefully that will encourage others to listen as well. So please feel free to share this podcast and sign up for my Facebook group. And also, you still have a chance to get in on making your classroom more cohesive. So if you are tired of being frustrated with disrespectful students, defiant students, unresponsive students, rowdy students, aggressive students, then this free webinar is for you. And it is called the Cohesive Classroom Blueprint. This free webinar will help take away some of the confusion that maybe some of your students may have and help you create more cohesiveness, unity in your class, your second family, your home away from home, because I know you guys are working hard and you are at school a lot of the time. And so to create that classroom cohesiveness will benefit you as well as all of your students. So sign up today. And the bit.ly link is in the show notes for October 17th and 18th. I can't wait to see you there. Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. So some of our students have partaked in some risky behavior that we have had to report. And it's hard, you know, because it's sad when they want to hurt themselves or when they don't care about themselves. Or we had a student engaging with adults online, sending pictures, or another one where they're telling us that the parents are involved in some risky behavior. Or we have had students come to school with marks on them. They've got bruises, hand marks of bruises on their arms. And crazy enough, we had a student come to school with a bruise. I think it was on his cheek or right by his eye. And we asked him about it. And he said it was from grandma smacking him. So that's very sad. So we have had to deal with a lot of different risky behaviors within our program and our students, and some even bullying going on and threatening and fighting. All of those things we have had to deal with and get our counselor involved at the time, our school psych, our school social worker, and of course, our assistant principal involved. And, calls had to be made to DHS. We had to call the Department of Human Services and report what we were told, what we saw, what we heard. And so that is what I mean as being a mandatory reporter. Because if we see, hear anything about any abuse or neglect, we have to report it. So I want to go over 4 risky behaviors that we have had to deal with. And I'm sure some of these vary depending on the age of the students. And like I said, I work normally in elementary school, so kinder through 5th grade. So these behaviors may not be as severe, some of them. Others, it doesn't matter what age they are. They're concerning, risky behaviors. So number 1 would be harm to self. We have had some students cutting themselves. Sometimes when they get upset, they just bang their heads against the wall. They run away, like they elope from the classroom, sometimes from the school building, like they don't care about themselves, what's going to happen. And I would say probably for older students, you know, it could be getting into the drinking, the drugs, you know, all kinds of sex or whatever of those harmful behaviors. And so those are definitely things to look out for. And I actually worked with a high schooler. I was tutoring for a while and, you know, not even thinking that she's wearing long sleeves in the middle of the summer. And later I found out that she had been cutting herself. And that just breaks my heart because, like, I was right there and I had no clue. So I know it's hard, and I'm not saying like this, you know, you need to be checking every single person coming into your classroom, but just be aware because you are going to know when a student seems off or they're not themselves. And so those are times that hopefully you can go in and just kind of check on them and just say, hey, how's it going? How you doing? What's new? You know, and just remind your students again that you are there and that you care about them. So number 2 risky behavior would be harm to others. So that could be hitting, kicking, pinching, punching, yelling, like verbal abuse almost. And those are not fun. And so, of course, that's part of the fighting. You know, we've had to break up fights. We hear, unfortunately, that in middle school that they're getting in even more fights than they were at elementary. So that is really concerning as well, because obviously they're hurting not only themselves, but somebody else. And sometimes it's just quiet, you know, like we have one student who doesn't really say anything, doesn't really talk, but he'll just come over and kick you, or I'm going to punch you. And so we usually just try and ignore those comments or walk away so that they don't have opportunity to do that. But sometimes other students are not able to do that because sometimes it's just an explosive reaction to whatever is happening. And now your student is attacking somebody else. Or another student is attacking one of your students. And so that is definitely cause for concern as well. Number 3 risky behavior is the bullying. And I know this is huge and I hate to see it. And I mean, you see it sometimes even in kindergarten. It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what it is, but they will pick on like the weaker one, the smaller one, the quiet one sometimes, or sometimes it's the one that's very talkative that gets picked on. And you know, it's not just a little picking on. It's a constant. It's a consistent for bullying. And they are targeting one specific person for whatever reason. And so when you see that, man, nip that in the bud, because we definitely do. Like, we don't, like, even if it's in the middle of the class and the teacher is giving a lesson, sometimes I will interrupt and say, I'm sorry, can I speak to these two students or speak to that one student real quick? And for the most part, you know, the teachers are fine. Like, they know, like, we're not going to interrupt just for no reason. Like, we have a legit reason. And we want to be able to hopefully stop any more bullying that may continue. And so to be right on top of that is really important as much as possible. And then number four of risky behaviors is threatening. So we definitely hear a lot about that, threatening other students, threatening to hurt themselves, threatening to do something at the school. And of course, as most of you know, in this day and age, you can't take any of that for granted. Like, again, it doesn't matter how old they are. If somebody threatens they're going to burn down the school, it needs to be reported. You know, or they're going to threaten to bring a weapon to school, or they're going to threaten that tomorrow they're going to beat up, you know, Joe when they're alone, or whatever it is. Like, we have to be on top of it as much as we can, as much as possible, if given that opportunity. Because we are, you know, the eyes and the ears in the school. And so we want to do our best to be able to stop some of this risky behaviors for your students. Because ultimately, you know, again, behavior is communication. What are they trying to communicate? And if you're able to have that conversation and just be like, hey, what's going on? Like, you're not yourself, or, you know, you're noticing so-and-so keeps coming over and bothering you, and I can see it's upsetting you. Like, what are they saying? You know, just being able to connect again with your students. Like, again, like, I can't stress how important it is to be able to connect with your students, to know your students, and when they are not themselves. You are there to be that other caring adult, or the only caring adult in your students' lives. And they need you to be looking out for them. Not only teaching them, but looking out for them as well. And then, of course, this is another podcast, but teaching them how to cope and how to use strategies in order to self-advocate. That's another podcast, but like, that's part of it too. Not only seeing these behaviors, but being able to help them replace these behaviors with something else, with something more positive, or to get the help they need. Do they need to start talking to the counselor on a regular basis, or whatever it is? You know, we got to be there. We got to be there for our students. So again, four risky behaviors that we have dealt with in our programs is: one, harm to self. Number two, harm to others. Number three, bullying. And number four, threatening. Like, these are all very risky behaviors. And again, you're a mandatory reporter working in the schools. And so it is vital that if you hear or see any abuse or neglect, you need to report it. And so again, you are that caring adult for your student. And I want to leave you with the quote from L.R. Nost. And he says, every day in 100 small ways, your students, our children, ask, do you see me? Do you hear me? Do I matter? Their behavior often reflects our response. That's a big one. So thanks again for listening. And thank you again for all that you do for your students each and every day. You are making a difference. One more thing before you go. Don't forget, get that cohesive classroom blueprint. And we will meet for our free webinar on October 17th and 18th. I look forward to seeing you there. Thanks again. Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. And if I have encouraged you, motivated you to continue to learn, to support your students, even better, to help them strive in your classroom, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button so that others can see they can learn and grow here as well. Thank you.